There's many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
We're started.
Okay, cool. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. So, you said it's cold there?
It is cold here. Not cold, but it's like, it's chilly. It's getting to be fall, so.
Well, that's Minnesota for you. How cold is, what is cold for a Minnesotan? Because here cold is, when it turns 70 in the fall, and then, cold again is when it gets to 30.
There are some Minnesotans who I don't think there is cold. I think they just, they pretend anyway that it doesn't bother them. All right, so you're in school now.
I'm in school. I actually am supposed to be writing a paper due Thursday.
So, of course, we're going to have a podcast.
Yeah, so, we can talk about Citizen Kane, which I don't think you've seen.
Me? I've seen Citizen Kane. I probably haven't, thought seriously about it, but...
Okay. You couldn't talk about it for 4 hours like I could.
Is that the Rosebush movie?
The Rosebud movie? about loosely based on the life of William Randolph Hearst? That broke all the rules of filmmaking? And,
yeah, I guess I need to put it on my Netflix.
Yeah, because... Dude, friggin' tore up the floor of his set to get the perfect shot.
Oh, man.
How old was he? Wasn't he, 24 when he made that? You wouldn't know. Hang on.
I would have no idea. Find that out. Well, Google it.
You keep talking, and I'm going to look that up, because I want to find out. I want to say maybe he was 24 when War of the Worlds happened.
Okay.
I know he was 20, he was young when all this shit was going down. Okay, so, Mr. Orson Welles. Hey, guess where he's from?
Where?
He's from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh. Kenosha.
So, yeah. His father was a well-to-do inventor. His mother was a beautiful concert pianist.
An inventor. Okay. That's so weird that people can, just be an inventor for their occupation.
You know what else?
What?
He was in Transformers the movie. Did you know that?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. In fact, I remember talking to my friend Dave, who is obsessed with the Transformers, and he said, oh yeah, Orson Welles did a voice for that movie. Did you know that? You think you're so special because you like Orson Welles. Anyway, long story short. Okay, he was born in 1915, so he was 25 or 26 when Citizen Kane came out, right? Yes, 25 or 26.
Wow.
So yeah, he was, can you imagine, dude... made what is regarded as the finest movie ever made, and
is it really regarded as that?
Yes, it is. It is voted. It is called by the AFI, the American Film Institute, the finest movie ever made. It is the number one best movie ever.
So, what's the American Film Institute?
It's an institute that's all about American film. I don't know.
Do they give out the Academy Awards?
No, that's the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. The AFI, I don't know, but they do special things.
Yeah.
They make lists. They make lists of stuff. And they make you think you're stupid.
Lists are hard for me.
Well, yeah, it's hard for all of us. But hey, speaking of Netflix lists, which we weren't, but I'm bringing it back to that. I want to ask you something.
Oh, uh-huh.
Have you put Project Runway Season 2 on your
Netflix
list?
Oh, my God, no. Is that available on there?
Yes. Oh yes. Season 1's good, but I really like Season 2. But the only reason I ask you this is because yesterday they were showing a marathon of Season 2.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I haven't seen any of them.
I watched 6 Degrees of Separation today, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't. No, let me...
It's got Will Smith in it. I think it was Will Smith's first movie, maybe?
Oh, really?
It's got Stockard Channing. Basically, have you ever heard the story about the guy who claimed to be somebody? He might have been Sidney Poitier, because in the movie, he claims to be Sidney Poitier's son, and he kind of takes in some, you know, rich folk.
Uh-huh.
But,
No, I'm not familiar with it.
It's based on a real story. Okay, well. It's a good movie.
It's included in the gay and lesbian genre.
Yes, because he plays a gay hustler.
Oh. Well, I'm going to add that right away.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. So this is becoming Netflix-y fun.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But can I open my sampler now?
Yeah, I want you to open your sampler and tell the...
Yeah, tell people what that means.
Tell the girls and boys what that is.
Okay, I'm totally going to pimp this out, and they give me no money. I wish they would, or at least give me free stuff, because I like them. The sampler is this website. No, it's a website. It's a company, whatever. It's a thing. Independent crafters will send samples of their work to this girl in California. Actually, she's a woman, I suppose. And she, in turn, will send them out to people who... Well, she'll send them out to the media.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, you'll see... So they have samples of what people make. And she'll send stuff to people who subscribe. So mm-hmm. you can buy a subscription. And they're hard to get. They sell out within a few minutes of being open. Yeah. So, and I think it's $30 for 1 month and $50 for 3 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's quite a price break there.
It was. So, when you get it, you get all this stuff. And I used to get, I would get a older ready-made magazine in it.
Hmm. Are you
which kind
not
of
getting
cool.
that now?
No, the last couple, it seems like I haven't gotten one.
Hmm.
So, let's see what we have. Anyway, it's www.homeofthesampler.com. And one of the cool things is I get a lot of greeting cards,
uh-huh.
like homemade greeting cards, which is really cool because I'll actually give them to people for occasions.
Oh.
Which is cheap of me, but they're also really nice cards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting with my sampler, and it smells really fragrant. It's in one of the priority mail envelopes,
mm-hmm.
and it smells really good.
Uh-oh.
So I kind of want to save this envelope because it smells so good. Okay. Put that down. So let's see. We've got some promotional materials. Oh, that's pretty. It's a jewelry, what I'm looking at,
uh-huh.
since people can't see this. Is it's a postcard advertising a jewelry company. It's manictrout.com.
Huh.
That's interesting. Okay, so, and there's something from Adorn Magazine, which I need to remember to subscribe to. It's a crafty magazine that's got, anyway, so that's, let me not tell you what I'm looking at, because these are all paper goods, and I like the paper goods, but
uh-huh.
right now I want to get, like, down to the nitty-gritty because describing paper goods isn't real engaging. So, okay, so we got tissue paper.
So is the woman who organizes this, or whoever it mm-hmm. is that organizes this,
yeah.
Is she really selective, or does she kind of let anybody put anything in?
She's pretty selective. You have to send her pictures and describe what you want to put in.
Uh-huh.
She has to approve it, I believe. I think. I mean, I assume if you have to send her pictures. And if you submit something, you get different things based on how many you send.
Uh-huh.
Like I think you get an ad. You know, I really want to encourage people to go to the website because I don't want to, like, give misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know, I'm at the website now, and there's some really cute-looking things.
Yeah, let's see this.
Mm-hmm. Talented people.
Yeah, and I mean, I was looking at my, not the newest Bust magazine that just came out earlier this week,
uh-huh.
but the Bust magazine from like 2 months ago. I was looking in it, and one of the, like, layouts of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I noticed there was one of the people they featured was one of the people who submits to the sampler fairly frequently. It was some gift. Some gift enclosures, gift tags. You know, tags.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And they're actually, I will say, they're actually amazing. I mean, anyway, I'll show you when you come to town.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what I have here, my first thing is some glass beads,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they're lampwork beads. So it looks like they've got little things on them. They're textured.
Uh-huh.
That's from pandoraslocker.com. One thing I will say about the sampler
uh-huh.
is you will get 5,000,000 tiny buttons.
Oh, yeah? Like buttons like, that you put on clothes? Or
no, like 1-inch buttons like for bands, except they're not for bands. They're, you know, for companies.
Yeah.
This one's like a little robot. It looks like it's a robot in flames. That's interesting. Okay, so let's see what else. Oh, I got some incense.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that is what smells good. It's sandalwood.
Hmm.
Oh, and they've got fun with skulls. It says they've got fun with skulls and wearables. And everybody knows I love skulls. Okay. It's a teeny tiny journal. It's about 2 inches.
Uh-huh.
It's really cute. Oh, it's like a accordion.
Huh.
It's neat. Okay. Some of the stuff, though, I gotta say, it gives me ideas of stuff to make.
Oh, yeah.
Which might be kind of poserish of me, but, you know, whatever. They can all bite me, you know. Okay, so I've got some bath salt that smells amazing. Oh, my gosh.
What do they smell like?
I don't know. It's kind of
just a nice
baby
smell.
Powdery and something else at the same time.
Huh.
It says angel type on the outside, so I guess it's angel type
uh-huh.
smell. So.
Huh.
All right. I got a pack of 4 little buttons that have these cool characters on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a guy who looks like a dinosaur and a dude who looks like he's got a black eye. And a chick who looks like a bunny. So see what I mean? It's like button central, but that's cool because I kind of like buttons.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with your buttons that you get?
Well, that's what I'm trying to decide what to do with them, because I kind of want to make a knit a purse
uh-huh.
and just kind of stick all the buttons I have on it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, just different. There's a little magnet. Here's a magnet that looks like a apple. It doesn't look like an apple. It's a bottle cap magnet with an apple image on it. Hmm. Fascinating. So, this is why I only have 6 subscribers. Because I am not engaging at all.
Not engaging...
I don't know.
The audience?
But...
Do you have 6 subscribers?
Yeah. Something like that.
Uh-huh. So...
And I don't know who they are.
You haven't heard any from any of them? See, last time I was on here, I put it mm-hmm. out there that people should get in touch and, like let you
nobody.
Know...
Nobody.
And nobody did.
I tell you what, if you... First person who's not you... who emails me at ComancheRed.com, that's ComancheRed, not ComancheRed.com. God, I'm so tired. I've been getting up at 4:30 again and exercising every morning at 4:30.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy now. I feel so good.
Oh,
okay,
good.
So the first person who emails me at ComancheRed@gmail.com, which is ComancheRed@gmail.com will get these lovely bath salts.
Oh, you're giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
Wow.
They smell so good. But it's the first thing I picked up. That's why.
Oh.
I just kind of reached over to my pile, and it was the first thing I picked up.
Okay.
Also, I don't
like
my bathtub.
That's too bad. I can't have them.
I know. Well, listen, I've got some stuff that I've not... I've not ever used.
Mm-hmm. Like salts?
In these. Just different stuff. Yeah, I've got some massage oil.
Oh, yeah, that would break me out.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's
okay.
Well,
you can look through and see what I've got. And I'll give you some of the stuff from the sampler. Because some of it I hang on to, you know.
Uh-huh.
And don't use. Just for occasions like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check it out.
Sounds good.
We'll see. Okay. I've got a little matchbook-sized notepad. Just like I was talking about on that website. What's this? This is a glycerin soap.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Rice flour shea. It's very small. I mean, it's not like a full-size bar. Like I said, it's just a sample. It's got a real light smell to it. Oh, this one time. Oh, I like that. One time from the sampler, I got these really nice wax tarts that you put in a wax heater, you know? They smell amazing. And I've lit that thing so many. I've probably gone through like 6 or 7 tea lights burning it, and it still smells good. And there's still plenty of wax left, so. Okay. They smell, and the company that made them is thingsthatmakesense.com, I believe was their name.
Is that a little play on words?
Yes, it is a play on words. It's sense is SCENTS.com. Thingsthatmakesense.com. So you get stuff from them. I like them. Their prices are all right too. And I think they use soy. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Not tallow.
Or whatever it is,
Not that, like, animal stuff.
Right. No animals. No, it's cruelty-free.
So I gotta say, I'm like, surfing to all these things that you mentioned, and there are a lot of really cool things out there. Like,
in the
craft world, and I had no idea this existed.
Oh, yeah. There's a website called, I'm gonna pimp a website, Etsy.com, and they host. That's actually where I have Sheila Denny's stuff listed. But you go through there, and there's just amazing. I mean, people do amazing things, you know. And it's anything from. I think one of the lamest things I saw was like a journal somebody had bought at a dollar store, and had painted like a something on it. I can't remember, like a tree or an angel or something, in craft paint. And it just looked real cheesy, but then there's just amazing things like metalwork. You know, I mean, people do neat things. And I just got this new machine.
Yes, you did.
Called a Goko, I think it's pronounced. It's from Japan. They don't make them in the United States, or they don't sell them in the United States anymore. And when I got it, it was all in Japanese. Like, the whole outside was in Japanese.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to see it, you can go to shmoovenet.com and see it. But luckily, the instructions were English, and it had English CD and DVD with it. But it's really neat. You can print 4x6, a 4x6 area, and to make the screen to print the image, like I'm so used to screen printing, which involves photo emulsion, you know, exposure, rinsing it out, which is a real pain. And this thing, you just take a couple of flash bulbs, you put your image on. Like, you can copy it on a photocopier, or you can draw it with a special pen. And you use your flash bulbs, and you push down for a couple of seconds, and it just basically, the flash bulbs expose the screen and kind of burn it a little bit so that your image can pass through.
Wow.
So you can print, and then you put ink on it. And it's not like screen printing where you have to re-ink it, you know, every time. You put the ink on, and then you just push down and lift up, and your image is printed.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, that's simple.
That's exciting. Have you done it yet?
No. I haven't, because I was doing some research today, because I was going to do something tonight. I was researching and found that if you're going to, you can do, this is another advantage it has over screen printing. With screen printing, if you're going to do multiple colors, within a screen, even if they're in separate sections, you really need to do separate screens for each color. I mean, you can do it, but it's real difficult. With this, you just ink it up with your different colors. Like, whatever section you want to be whatever color, you just ink it, and then you move on to the next section, ink it. So you only have to do one screen. And you only have to print once. But you have to have these special spongy things to separate the different color areas.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have those, so.
Well, I can't wait to see what it looks like.
I'm going to do calendars. I think I told you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do calendars. Cool. Okay. So, can I talk about the rest of my stuff real quick?
Yeah, you should.
I know we're getting close on time. Okay, this is, the next thing, it's a rubber bracelet, and it's got a little charm on it. The charm is kind of hourglass shaped, so it's kind of cool. It's a yellow, it's a bright yellow plastic, like, jelly bracelet, and the charm is black. So that's very much like the college I go to,
Who
shall remain nameless, who is gold and black. And this is kind of yellow and black, which yellow is a kind of gold. So, close enough for me anyway, so they must know.
Go Doors.
And then, go Whores. Here's a little button that has a flowers and a pot. Cute. This is something that I've actually made. It is a bobby pin with a button glued on it.
Huh.
I have made so many of these because they are so easy to make and they really do look cute. I really like the way they look.
Do you do that with
the way they end up?
With like a glue gun or?
No, actually, this one right here looks like it was done with some kind of glue.
Okay.
But when I do them, I actually use wire to kind of hold them on.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse, but that's how I roll. Oh my gosh, let's look at this. I have a magnet that says pandas poop too much. Isn't that fantastic?
I wonder if it's true, but that is a really cool thing to put on a magnet.
Pandas poop too much. I want that on a t-shirt. I need to get on that. I got some little note cards.
Oh, yeah.
This one says, Bravo. It looks like there's more than one, so let me see. Oh, shoot. My phone's ringing. I bet it's my mom. Hang on. Let me see. I can
talk about nothing, actually.
No, I'm up here.
Oh, you're gonna stay. Okay.
Oh, it's an unknown caller, so...
Oh, pick it up. Put him on the show.
No. Good God, no. I don't want to talk to those people. I also don't have speakerphone, so...
Oh, okay.
But you can hear my phone?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, shit. I hope you can't hear my phone number in the background. I just realized... Okay, so they didn't leave a message. It was a telemarketer, I'm sure. Okay, so these little note cards, they're really cool. They're like printed, embossed, not embossed. They say Encore, Wow, and Bravo.
Huh.
They're cute, they're little. They'd be good little gift enclosures. These are from www.clementinepress.com. Oh, and can I say something else about the sampler real quick? They're, all the people who submit for a month are listed on their page, so.
Oh, okay.
If you hear me describe something really interesting and you decide you have to have one of your own, you can go there and kind of do a little research on who made it.
I just went to clementinepress.com.
What'd they have? Anything cool?
Yeah. Other than... A lot of cool sort of invitations and business cards and stationery. Where are they?
That's cool.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, it's a letterpress. I mean, I want a letterpress, but those things are expensive.
So, I don't know if an etching press is the same thing, but I was on dickblick.com, and an etching press is like $2,400.
I don't know what the difference is between an etching press and a letterpress. I think an etching press is, you know...
Probably a little more.
Probably etches on glass, I guess. I don't know. See, I'm so new to the art world and the crafty world. I don't know what anything is. The last three things I have are cards. One is a very pretty picture of a flower. I can't tell what kind. I don't know flowers anyway. But it's really pretty. And she did a really good job on that. It's it's AveryMaryDesign.com. This is a little cute little card it's by Rosebud Design.
Oh, Rosebud.
Yeah, Rosebush. It says, hello. It's a little embossed card that says hello, and that's really kind of cute. I like it. I really like this stuff. And then I've got another card. Oh, it's also from Rosebud. And it's a pretty silver and navy. So, very masculine. So it's not all girly stuff.
Yeah.
Which, you know, dudes, I like to think dudes use soap. I mean, you are a dude. And y'all do use soaps and stuff, right?
Some of it,
you occasionally burn incense. Well, yeah. Oh, it's a little note card. That's what it is. That's why. All right, this last thing, I have saved the best for last. This is fantastic.
What is it?
This is a... I guess this was done on a letterpress. Mm-hmm. It is tools used in fencing.
Oh, my God.
And it, not fencing like what I did in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Not fencing like with foils and épée and...
The other kind
of
fencing.
On guard, the kind of building. Like hand saws and carpenter's apron and hand driver and wire netting clamp. And, oh my gosh, I love this. It's just like a, it's like a brownish, grayish kind of sheet of paper.
Uh-huh.
Like cardstock. And it's got it in red. I mean, it's so cool. I just can't even, oh, and it's, it says it's a, it's number 86 out of 92. It was done on a letterpress. I love this. I want a letterpress so bad.
Well, make your friend get one so you can.
I will. I'll make her get one so I can use it. And then I've got, you know, there usually comes with it like a pack of other kind of promotional materials like postcards and stickers. Mm. And so that's, it's interesting, but it's like I like to get to the smell good stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I get pay-per-view so rarely mm-hmm. that I could name all the pay-per-view movies I've ever gotten, like, right now. And they are...
Do it.
They are Varsity Blues, which is the first pay-per-view movie I ever ordered, and it freaked me the hell out. Not the movie, but because I ordered it, and then I turned off my cable box,
uh-huh.
and it was still on. And I got up, then he's barking. I got up the next morning, mm-hmm. and Varsity Blues is still on. So what I found out later was if you buy certain movies, you get it for 24 hours, and they just show it over and over and over and over again.
Huh.
I didn't know this. I thought it was like buying it every time it showed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no. So Varsity Blues. I think Jackass was one of them. And Anchorman.
I never saw that.
And Dodgeball.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I figured. I don't remember much about Dodgeball because I'll admit this. It was one of me and my ex-boyfriend. We used to have this thing called Valley of the Dolls Night.
Oh, my God.
Which I won't go into.
I don't want to know.
But suffice it to say, I was drunk. And I don't remember anything past, you know... Well, gosh, I don't really remember much about it at all. I drank a lot. I drank a lot of whiskey.
Because
it was, he brought over a bottle of Knob Creek whiskey.
Uh-huh.
I was wasted. And, no, I remember Anchorman. Because that one was, I don't know. So anyway, yeah. So.
I think I have an idea for date night.
What's that? Oh, Valley of the Dolls Night? There's a few other things you have to have, and I can tell you.
What are they?
But not.
Oh.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me on air.
I will not tell you on air. Because I don't want to give away the secret. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest. Valley of the Dolls Nights were something very precious with me and my drunken ex-boyfriend. No, I'm kidding. They weren't precious, but I'll tell you later. No, because I totally drank them under the table.
Oh, wow.
That's what's so funny about him, was he'd bring over this bottle of Knob Creek. And, I mean, I admit, I probably outweighed him just a tiny bit. Like, we were either about, while we were dating, we were either the same weight uh-huh. or, you know, kind of within 10 pounds of each other. So, you know, which we were close in height, you know. I'm making all these excuses for being a fatty, but that's okay. I totally drank him under the table. And he's been drinking for a while,
uh-huh.
and a whole lot more than I do.
Right.
So
that is quite surprising.
Yeah, he is my age, and I'm of a certain age. Not like my mother, who was of a certain age. Speaking of my mother of a certain age
uh-huh.
and women of a certain age, my mother has joined the new health club out here.
Is there a new health club out there?
Yes, we got a YMCA out here in Divorcee Acres. And my mother joined the YMCA and she goes to water aerobics classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Which I said, that is very appropriate for women of a certain age. Which it is. Totally, I mean, if you ever go to a water aerobics class, it's all women of a certain age, and which is totally cool. I think it's great, because I think fitness is, well, not as much as I used to think fitness is a great thing, but I think it's a great exercise. And when you get to a certain age, you got to admit, you start to creep.
Yeah.
You start to have, you know.
And you know, frankly, what else are you going to do when you are a woman of a certain age?
Right. I mean, if you can't, you really can't run unless you've been doing it your whole life, you know, and even then you can't do it sometimes. So, you get creaky, you know, you get arthritis and you get aching joints, but, so my mom goes to her walk aerobics classes and she also walks on the days she doesn't take aqua aerobics classes. Uh-huh. She walks for like half an hour. Huh. At the same time, I'm working out in the wee hours of the morning, which is not fit for human existence.
Yeah, I don't work out in the morning. I can't deal with that.
Are you still working out?
I actually did tonight, right after work and before I came upstairs to have my dinner. I did like 20 minutes of cardio. So I do that like 3 times a week.
Oh, cool. Did you take your
I did. And you know what? It's a little tricky because I get sweaty and the little buds start to fall out.
You know, I must have the best ears on the face of the planet because everybody complains. They're like, they don't stay in my ears. They hurt my ears. They fall out. You know, everybody says all this to me and it's like, I have no problem with earbuds. Mm. I have never had problems with earbuds. I love earbuds, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's fantastic.
But anyway, so I'm not trying to be like, look at me, I'm special earbud.
No, having. Really, you're all that.
I am, and then some, and more. I'm all that, and some rice scented soaps. But yeah. Also, I don't know if this is true in your gym. But when I use the gym at work, I have such a hard time hearing. Like, the machines are so loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, in my building, the machine is loud, but then there's also this ventilation system you have to turn on when you're in the room, because it's kind of a small room. And it's right next to the elliptical that I like to use. So it is loud, and so I had a hard time kind of hearing what I wanted to hear. And I thought that I had updated my iPod, but I hadn't, so I got downstairs with, like, you know, no updates, so... That was a bummer, but I made it. It was just 20 minutes.
Yeah, you'll live.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I lived.
In fact, if you didn't live, I would not be talking to you right now.
Would that not be so weird if I had not lived and yet I was on this podcast?
Oh my God, you were podcasting from beyond the grave.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be scary if I found out tomorrow that you were dead, but your death totally didn't impact you missing our podcasting schedule?
And then you would have to play this to everybody who cares, because it would be like very interesting to them if I had died and then podcasted from beyond the grave.
But what if I was the only person who could hear it?
Oh no.
Oh, that'd be so scary.
That would be scary.
It would be like a Twilight Zone episode, but not the Rod Serling Twilight Zone. Not the one from the 80s that we watched when we were kids, but like the one that was on like a year or two ago with Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, yet again, no cable, so.
Oh, it wasn't cable. Well, it was like NBC.
Yeah, but I can't get it. I couldn't get any of the TV.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't even have a TV for a while there.
Right.
Well, there was a version of Twilight Zone a few years ago with Forrest Whitaker played... kind of did the Rod Serling thing where he introduced and, you know, gave away key plot points. And they got some pretty, you know, big names. Like, they had that chick, the one who's dating Ellen DeGeneres, who was on Arrested Development.
Oh, my God.
Lindsay Bluth.
She's dating Ellen DeGeneres?
You didn't know?
I don't know these things. Oh my god, that's so wild.
Yes, Lindsay Bluth, whatever her real name is. She's... Portia de Rossi. She is so dating.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I am really... Wow, I gotta tell somebody that.
You're gonna, like, hang up and call everyone you know and be like, oh my god, you're not gonna believe this.
and they'll all believe it because they'll all know it.
They'll be like, yeah, we knew that. Because they've been together for a while. I don't mean to break
the
news to you, but, like, yeah. And so, yeah, they've been together for a while now. Like, over a year, I want to say.
Huh. Well.
Maybe just about a year. I don't know. Maybe longer. But it's been a long time. And there was another one with Jessica Simpson on it.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my gosh, there was one with Jason Bateman.
Oh.
Yeah, who was also on Arrested Development.
Yes, he was. Huh. I have the last, by the way, the last DVD of the last season of Arrested Development in my possession from Netflix. I'm kind of waiting to watch it when I can kind of watch it all together. I think on maybe Saturday or Sunday. Because I'm going to get into it. Did you love it?
I love the last episode.
Because I thought the last season you were kind of not so...
I was not feeling it. I was not... Have you watched any of the last season?
Yeah, I watched the first half of it, actually. Okay.
So you know all about Mr. F and the Brits?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what Mr. F really was?
Yes.
Have you...
Yeah, I do. We don't want to spoil it.
No, just in case there's somebody else out there.
But that was hilarious, actually.
Yes. Especially when they show the scenes and they put it all together and you put it all together and you realize, oh, this is the best show on television.
I was really happy with that.
I was not feeling the whole Little Britain Mr. F plot line. Although I liked it. I'm not saying I didn't like the last season because I did. But I could see that it was probably the last season of the show would be really good. Like, I could tell that it was kind of getting a little more sitcom-y, you know? And I mean, I'm not saying it was bad, but I'm saying you can kind of see when something starts kind of, you know, shifting.
You know, I still, though, Lucille was just as good as ever.
Oh, I love her. And I love when she makes fat jokes about Lindsay. I think that's because she's so skinny. It's irony! It's irony! That's why it's funny! Irony's funny!
Is that what you're learning in graduate school?
Yes, I'm learning that irony is funny. There's this show on Univision called...
what?
La Bella... It's a show on Univision.
Oh, the Spanish channel?
Yes, the Spanish channel. It's called La Bella... La Fea Más Bella. Uh-huh. Which means the ugly, most beautiful, or something like that. Which basically means... And I think they've adapted it for America. Uh-huh. What it basically means is... The ugly one is the most beautiful one. It's this girl who works. She's supposed to be ugly. Uh-huh. This girl who was supposed to be ugly works at a fashion magazine and everyone's beautiful. But apparently she's the most beautiful one. It's actually, what's funny is it was a South American show.
Oh.
Like, I want to say Venezuela or Brazil. Uh-huh. You know? It was some South American show. And then it came up to, I want to say Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mexico. Then it was made in Mexico. Because, you know, some of the Univision shows are made in the United States.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Like in Southern Florida and stuff. Yeah. So, they made one for Mexican television. Mm-hmm. And now they're making one for United States television. Mm-hmm. In English. Which means eventually it's going to be a British show. and then, this is what's going to happen. There's the United States version, then there's going to be a British version, and then there's going to be United States version of the British version. Like, remember when Friends was on the air? And then in England, they made the show Coupling, which was essentially
Friends.
And then...
They made Coupling in America.
They made Coupling in the United States. So it's like, it's a knockoff of a knockoff of an American show. That is also ironic, isn't it?
I guess.
I don't know. You're the one. I just started grad school. I haven't learned all about irony yet.
Oh.
I've got a lot of irony to learn.
Yes.
But such is life.
Yeah, so what do you think about... what do you think about Spanish-speaking people in America and the whole push to have them speak English?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And I will tell you why. Because I... Okay, in Divorce Acres, there's really, as you remember, having grown up here, there's really two parts of Divorce Acres. Mm-hmm. There's... You know, the divorcee side. Uh-huh. And then there's the Acres side.
Just so I'm clear, which side did we live on?
We lived on the Acres side. I now live on the divorcee side. And your parents still live in the Acres.
But close to the divorcees side.
They live near the divorcees. So, because of the weird... anyway, so my, not congressman, my councilman sponsored a bill on the council, the Nashville Metro Council, pushing English as Nashville's only language. It would be the official only language of Metro Nashville. Davidson County, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Have you gotten to Bob Blah Blah yet on Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't know, because I don't remember what order these things happen in. But anyway, so he was pushing this resolution to make English the sole language. Mm-hmm. I think it was a sole language. It may have just been the official language. But then they realized, I think it was not so much an issue of friendliness as it was an issue of losing funding. Because I think they discovered they were going to lose funding for certain programs if they didn't provide bilingual materials.
Oh.
Like, for example, immunization information sheets.
Uh-huh.
You know? There's something else that they had to provide in another language. But they were going to, like, lose funding, I believe, was the reason. So now it's English is the primary language of Davidson County. And it's, like, pretty much that's no different than it was before.
It seems so unwelcoming.
You know what it is. It's a distraction from the real issue.
Exactly.
And you know what else is the distraction from real issues? This preservation of marriage crap.
Oh, I know. That's so tired.
It's like, yeah, in fact, we're supposed to be voting on it.
In Tennessee?
I believe so. Look up vote no on one. Do a Google search for vote no on one.
I'm so depressed.
Tennessee. No, vote no on one is good.
No, I'm just depressed that you have to vote at all.
That it even comes up? I mean, yeah. It's just offensive. It's like, hey, y'all, let's line up a bunch of people and slap them real hard. Just for fun. Just because they've done nothing to us, we just, like, slap at people. It's offensive. You know what, though? I would almost respect, and I'm not saying I would respect them, but I'd almost respect somebody more. Like, if I were given the choice of someone who voted for the, what is it called? There's a term for it, the something of marriage.
Preservation
of marriage or something like that. I don't know. If someone voted for it just because their party, you know, because they bought this party line that marriage should be between a man and a woman, you know, it's stupid. But if someone's just like, what would you think if someone just came right out and said, I don't agree with it? Like, not in a, I think marriage should be between a man and a woman. But they just, you know, I don't know. If someone were honest about the reason why they were voting against, I wouldn't see their point, because I still think they're ignorant. I think some people are so homophobic. Mm-hmm. I guess this is what I'm getting to. I think some people are so homophobic that they'll hide behind the logic that, you know, marriage should be between a man and a woman, instead of just saying, I just think it's weird.
And some people are so homosexual, they just can't deal with those people.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool.
It's going to have to be. So
have I offended you?
No.
I didn't mean to.
You didn't offend me at all.
But I wish people would be more honest. If you're gonna hate somebody, at least be honest about the reason why you hate
them. And
you know, don't
and give a person a chance, like, you know, have their homophobia kind of really you know, confronted by like having them talk to a gay person. Like maybe they don't really know what a gay person is. There are some people who really don't know what a gay person is.
Like,
I mean, it's probably less and less the case, but you know, I'll have them over to dinner and sit down with them and talk to them.
Yeah, would you make them a chocolate bun cake?
I would make them a big old dinner. Chocolate bun cake and all.
That would be so good. Oh, did you hear what Lincoln Davies, a Democrat from Tennessee, is sponsoring?
No, what?
He's a congressman, I believe. He is sponsoring a bill to provide more resources for pregnant women.
Oh, see, that's really good.
It is not an anti-abortion bill. It is a pro...
family planning?
It's a pro-family planning, pro... Actually, it's pro-pregnancy crisis.
Hmm.
It's for pregnant women. Like, they're going to put more counseling resources into colleges, more money into helping, into daycares, you know, family care. It's going to put more resources into, what was the other thing? Oh, newborn. You know how Tennessee has the Nurses for Newborns program?
I don't know about that, actually.
Where they'll send a nurse to your home after your child is born to make sure, you know, everything is going well in the home, you know, make sure you know what you're doing, kind of, I suppose.
And then if they're not doing a good job, can the state take the baby?
I don't think it's that kind of thing. I think it's more of a educational thing. It's not like a checking out your home.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a, hey, why don't you show me your kid's room? Hey, here's a good idea. You might want to put this over here. Do you have any questions? Or is your baby nursing okay? Do you have any concerns you'd like me to address while I'm here? That kind of thing, I think, is more what we're talking about. So basically what they're doing is what should be done.
Yeah.
It's giving... Because, I mean, abstinence only... It doesn't work. I'm sorry. It's just...
Well, they're finding out that the kids in the Christian youth groups, they consider themselves virgins and to be abstaining, but they're like performing oral sex on each other. I mean, and they consider that not sex, that's not going to get a girl pregnant. But there's, you know, that's obviously, it's not working.
There's diseases you can get, you know. There's shit you can get from that. You know, it's not totally safe sex. In fact, there was a very interesting episode of Degrassi: The Next Generation.
Oh.
Where Emma performed oral sex on a dude and got syphilis.
Ew.
Or was it gonorrhea? I don't remember.
Thing.
But she got an STD that gave her a sore throat. So. Dun, dun, dun.
That's a really nice note to end on.
Yes, I think so. Degrassi.
Yeah. So what I'll do is what we did last time.
Okay, so you're going to stop your deal?
I'm going to say goodbye, and we should do this again.
Yes, we should do it on a semi-regular basis, and maybe next time I'll be more prepared, because I think I was all over the place.
Well, I'm sure I was, and, you know, we really need to have heard from somebody by the next time, and those bath salts are just waiting for somebody to have, so...
I'll tell you what. Today is what? The 21st of September? If I don't hear from anybody by the 21st of October, it gives everybody a month. You totally can have these bath
salts. And if you don't hear from somebody by the 21st of October, I will eat those bath salts.
Don't do that.
You're not going to hear from anybody.
Like, soak in them.
No, but really, I think, you know, we gotta make this interesting.
I will send you these bath salts. I will also send you, when I print my calendars, I will send you one of my calendars, and I'm sweetening the pot even more. I will send you... whoever out there, and you're not getting one of these, because you've already got one. I will send a Jolly Roger
t-shirt. And I love it. By the way, I love that t-shirt.
Yes. I'm glad. I've got another one.
Different design?
Different design. Different message. I think you would like it. I don't know where you'd wear it, but anyway, so I'll send you a t-shirt with a Jolly Roger. It'll be red on black. And you specify the size. I'll need to print it off, so it'll be freshly printed just for you. Bath salts and a calendar.
The Men of Leah's Boudoir?
No, it's nothing like that. Yeah, then it would be 12 months of Denny. Because Denny's the only man who comes up into my boudoir. He's been doing a lot more of it lately because it's been a little chilly at night. And he likes to keep warm. He's a cuddle monster. So I'll send a small calendar and a t-shirt and these bath salts. So, yeah. Okay, so now we gotta say goodbye.
All right.
Okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye.